It's time to answer another question submitted to Dr. Riley and the team at Tulsa Spine and Rehab. Dr. Riley, today's question is from a 35-year-old man who says he's healthy and active, but he's losing flexibility. Can you do anything to help?
Man, I would like to use this guy's name because I play golf with him.
So you know
him. Oh, yeah. I know him well. And, you know, this, I get this question a lot from a lot of guys that I play golf with, a lot of folks that I run with, you know, that are in their mid-30s, they're mid-40s, they're getting, you know, they're aging and you're either noticing it's taking them a little bit longer to get out of bed, you know, transition type movement, sitting to standing. When they, you know, our brain tells us that we're still 18 or 20 years old, and so we'll participate in weekend sports and so forth. And the recovery is normally 2 to 3 days, you know, and then it turns into 4 or 5 days. And, you know, hopefully we don't develop injuries and so forth. But, you know, absolutely, yes. So I bring this guy in and I just want to take a quick assessment of where he might have limitations. And so I'm looking at mobility with him. And, you know, I'm just going to use golf as an example. But I think this kind of carries over into everyday life. A lot of the folks that, you know, might drive for a living or sit at a desk. And so, you know, we can actually manage a lot of our just daily lives with simple flexibility or mobility exercises. And I think if we have a plan or a program, it can really, really help us out. Not only increasing mobility and flexibility, shortening those recovery times, making you feel a little bit better when you get out of bed, but allowing you to prevent injury, which I think is the biggie. And so, you know, I brought him in and we took a look at a few things. And, you know, I noticed that he had a lot of difficulty rotating in his mid thoracic or mid back area and extending. A lot of times when we, you know, we sit for extended periods, that's the first thing that we always go to. We've spoken about this in the past. So I want to figure out how I can get him moving or, you know, increase his flexibility in that area between his shoulder blades. So I got down and I went through 4 to 6 simple exercises with him. Okay. And what's important is these are exercises that are specific for him because everybody might not have those same limitations. I think we were able to knock those out in about 5 to 6 minutes. And then the next thing that I noticed with him is he had limitations in hip mobility. Okay. More specifically in internal and external rotation. So if you can imagine your hip joint rotating internally and externally, okay. More specifically when we develop a limitation in internal rotation, that load, or we're going to have to move somewhere else. And it's typically going to be in the low back and you might develop low back tightness and pain. So I spent, you know, a few minutes, 4 to 6 exercises, simple things, working on, you know, increasing his internal and external rotation of his hips. And what's great about a lot of these things that we do related to home programs and, you know, it keeps them out of our office. It empowers them. It gives them the tools to manage their symptoms on their own. A lot of times, you know, when even we start developing some stiffness or tightness, oh yeah, Dr. Riley, Ryan Smith, whomever, they gave me some drills. I'm going to get, and it makes you feel better. So you're not only working on increasing some of these limitations or, you know, decreasing some of your flexibility issues, it's also a form of self-management or treatment. So when you are stiff, when you are hurting, you can get down and do some of these things. And also you don't need anything. You know, you don't need a gym membership. You know, you just get down on your living room floor. You don't need any, you know, any pieces of equipment or anything. You know, foam rollers are great. We've talked about those in the past. But besides that, you really don't need anything. Just get down and execute, you know, 4 to 8 of these drills, and it'll help you quite a bit in the long run.
When you're talking about flexibility and tightness, that sort of thing, how can I tell the difference between common changes due to age and an actual problem that can be fixed?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, you know, as the older we get, we're going to develop, you know, degenerative changes. And when I speak of degenerative changes, you know, arthritis, and you start to develop, you know, spaces that are thick and healthy and, you know, wide. When we're younger, they start to narrow. You have irritation and so forth. So I would say if you develop, you know, like shooting sharpness pain down into your arms or your legs, and that potentially could be something a little bit serious, maybe a herniated disc, spinal stenosis, some of those types of things, that I would definitely go to a physician and get checked out. But if you feel yourself just waking up in the morning and you just kind of get, you know, that achy, stiff low back, you know, maybe your mid back's a little tight, like I spoke of, it takes you 2 to 3 days to recover from simply maybe going out and playing softball or, you know, running with your buddies on the weekend or playing golf, you know, that's a good indication that you'll start to notice a pattern, Scott. You know, well, last year I knew that, you know, it only took me 2 days to recover from this, and now it takes me 4, and I'm really, really sore right between my shoulder blades. And I recognize that I can't really extend well, or if I were to turn and look at someone, I can't rotate that well. We take patients through, we call them like functional movement screens. They're very simple type screens when we're going to have them, you know, flex, you know, bend over and touch their toes, arms up, extend backwards, rotate, some things like that, maybe a simple squatting pattern. And these movement screens will, you know, let us know where they have these limitations. Then we can prescribe or recommend the appropriate exercises.
If you have a question for Dr. Riley or any of the specialists at Tulsa Spine and Rehab, you can reach us through the contact tab at tulsaspineandrehab.com, or you can call 918-743-3737.